And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow football coach Carly Wells. Coach, first off, congratulations on the win. I know that your kids really focused in on practice, and to go on the road and get a win had to be a good feeling on Friday.
Yep, I was happy for our kids. They come out. Our effort was really good. We played really well at times, and we just got to continue to make that progress and get to where we're playing really well all the time.
Carly, I know coming out of the first game of the season, you talked a lot about execution. Talk about that this past Friday. Watching from afar, it really looked like the execution, really in every phase, took a step forward for you on Friday. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, we got better, quite a bit better offensively. I thought our execution on the offensive line was really well. Our backs ran harder, hit the hole. Defensively, we did pretty good defensively for that offense. We hadn't seen it on film. He'd never ran it. He'd put it in this week, and I think our kids did pretty good adjusting for not being able to practice or prepare for that double wing and how to defend it. Our kids did well, and we just had a couple mistakes that kind of let them back in the game, where we could have had a chance possibly to blow it out. So I thought our kids played pretty well.
You got a lot out of your running game, and what really struck me, Carly, was the versatility. I mean, I know we talk about power football. You run out of the Maryland eye, but there can be a lot of versatility to it as well, and you kind of showed that. I know early in the game, Eli ran the option, decided to pull it and keep, had some big runs. Bryce Chaplin continues to pound from the fullback spot. Cruz Safranik, my goodness, what a game this kid had. You had to be pleased with the overall versatility and what you got out of the run game, didn't you?
Yeah, we were happy with it. I think all three of our backs had over 100 yards, so I thought they did a really good job. I thought Eli read option really well at times, and I thought Cruz ran harder than hit the hole good and drove his legs better. We still got a few things to work on, you know, with our option game and some angles and stuff like that. But overall, like I told the kids, I was really happy with our effort and the progress we're making.
What really stuck out to me, Carly, was special teams. You guys had some nice returns in the kick return game that set you up with some good field position. But extra points, they're a part of the game that can easily be overlooked, but you converted on all four of your extra point attempts in the kick game, and all four were right on target. Good hold, good snap, good kick. You had to be pleased with that.
Yep, our special teams has done pretty well this year, except we gave up a kick return against from Ogallala, and that was just a youth mistake. Our kid got out of position, didn't realize. So, first time starter on that spot. So we'll correct that this week. But I thought the last 2 weeks, really, our kick game's has done really well, what we've averaged. And our PAT did really well. I thought Bryce did a good job holding them. Eli, he was on the money with the kicks. So we feel comfortable with those special teams. We just got to clean up a few things on kickoff, and I think we'll continue to grow and get better in that area.
Defensively, Carly, you've kind of talked about it a little bit, but I know you're kind of young in some spots coming into the season. But you had to feel like your defense took a big step forward. I'm thinking of really only one big play that your defense gave up all night. Talk about the way some of those young guys are learning the process now and maybe took a step forward for you this past week.
Yeah, we have a couple sophomores that play. Aiden Markham and Cash Watson, they both play. And it's something, what they ran was something that they've never seen before. So they were learning on the fly. We were teaching them when they come out of how to defend against that double wing and what they can run and their counters off it. And where to get your eyes, that's probably the most important thing. Don't read, because your reads are a little bit different in that. So I thought as the game went on, they adjusted and got better and learned. And I think you'll just see improvement from them, our young guys, and do that. I thought our D-line did all right at times, and they really stuffed it and strung it out down the line. So we'll continue to work on it, and we'll continue to get better.
Talk about confidence, Carly. I know it's a big part of the game, and when you come off a loss, sometimes it's hard to, you know, get your confidence back, but I thought your kids played with confidence this past Friday. Do you feel like that took a step forward, too?
Yeah, I felt like our kids were more confident in what we were doing, you know, in every aspect of it. I think they're a little more confident now after they've seen the score of Boone Central and Aurora. You know, Boone Central's a really good team with 17, 18 seniors, and you know, if we just limit our mistakes, we can compete with anybody.
Speaking of competing with anybody, you have a schedule, Carly, that you just can't take a week off, and you've got McCook coming in for homecoming on Friday. They're coming off a loss. They're 1-1 like you are, another pivotal game early in the season. Talk about your preparation for them and what will be key.
Yeah. You know, we had our scouting report meeting and met, watched some film yesterday. We really talked about taking care of ourselves, limiting our mistakes. We really got to keep cleaning up our penalties, and they're just simple penalties like a false start. Got to limit our, we got to get down to our turnovers. We got to get rid of those. And then it's just execution, learning the game plan, using our technique, stepping where we need to go, being in the right position. Assignment, you know, we talk a lot about assignment and alignment, and if we can do that, those things, you know, we put ourselves in position to win a ball game.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate you taking time to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
We appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.
That's Coach Carly Wells joining us on KCNI Radio.